Blog Talk Radio.
We reserve the right to not disclose personal and private information, and the views and opinion expressed on the Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with Mir are those of the author and do not necessarily reflect the official policies and position of our organization. Any content provided by our authors are of their own opinion and not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, organization, or individual. Hello, hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to another episode on Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with yours truly, Mary. So it's
an honor to come to you all today to discuss our topic that we are going to share. But before I begin, I'd like to open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you, just say thank you. Thank you for your angels of protection that watch over us each and every day, Father God. You are worthy to be praised. There's no one like you, Father God. We just thank you just for getting us through the difficulties of the day. Thank you, Father. Man, you know, the enemy just has been busy, but we just thank you that we have a sound mind. We thank you for peace. We thank you for patience, and we thank you for this word for today. In Jesus' name, help me to be your messenger. Amen. All right, you guys. So we are going to be talking about the importance of our community. You know, when we think about what a community is, what does it mean to you? You know, for me, a community is a village of people who are working together to get some things done. You know, and you're getting things done with faith, unity, love, and wisdom. Now, that's not always the case when, you know, some think about what community means to them. So I want you to think about that. You know, Webster says that a community is a united body of individuals, such as people with common interests, you know, people of difference. That has different similarities, and a group linked by a common policy, you know. And that's what community is according to Webster. But we just got to take a step back and figure out what does the Word of God says about our community. Do we know our community? Are we in the right community? What have we done for our community, and what have they done for you, and have they pushed you to grow inwardly and outwardly? You know, and I know that we have so many questions that require answer when it comes down to our community, but the fact of the matter is, do we really have an answer to those questions? And some of us don't, and I would say, hey, I probably wouldn't have had an answer for it. I would say over many, many years ago, around high school time, I wouldn't have an answer for that. But I would say that I have an answer for that today. And the Word of God tells us so much about our community, those around us. And the community is designed to bring out something for the greater good and not bad. And some of us, speaking, you know, in reference to me, I have been around communities where it was not always good. It was not always bringing out the best in me, which was not easy for me because I wanted to fit in. But God, you know, helped me to see that I wasn't called to fit in. I was called to stand out. And even though, you know, others may not understand that, this could be your same story that God is calling you to stand out. He wants you to stand up, you know, and be around people that are going to bring out the good of you, but also push you, you know. And I came across several different groups. I'm kind of like a person that likes the behind the scenes, you know, even though most of you may say, hey, you like behind the scenes, but you do public speaking and you write books and you do a lot of different other things. But here's the thing, it's what God called me to do. And I have to do what God called me to do and be obedient to that. You know, so I had to search for the right community for me and allow that to speak to my spirit. So I recently came across, well, not recently, I would say, maybe I have been following this community for maybe over a year. And it's actually called Faith Mama Tribes, you know. And this community is, I'm going to pull it up so I can read it to you all. Faith Mama Tribes, they have an app now, which is amazing. When I say amazing, I'm like, woo, amazing, you know, because for one, what it does for me, it's a safe place for women, you know, it's no judgment. You can come there and you have the ability to be stretched. That's what Faith Mama Tribe does for women, does for me. You know, you have the ability to be stretched and to be used by God if, you know, you believe God has purpose in you something, which we all have a purpose to give God glory and to use our gifts and talents. And that's what it does for me. It allowed me to have a daily time with God. Even though I have my time with God daily, it places me in a posture position where I'm not just reading the word, I'm listening to the word, and I'm hearing different perspectives, but I'm getting spiritual truth and revelation when I hear the word of God broken down on a level where women can understand it. I know sometimes, you know, as women, we do not understand everything that the word may say because you have, there's many different translations and we may not understand every translation that we are given, okay? I also want to say that as women, we hide how sometimes we may feel deeply within and God is calling us. You know, God created this safe place, which the owner is Dominique Young. And when I tell you she is a force, a mighty force for God, a mighty warrior for God, you know, and that's what we need. We need a warrior, someone that's standing up to be used by God to help other women that may be going through something, you know. And she, this community, it not only is a safe place, it connects you with the right people, you know, because you can be a part of something, but you want to be connected to the right people, okay? You want to make sure that you are walking the walk that God will have you to walk, you know. And most times we do not do that. We look at other people or we're trying to fit in, like I was doing, trying to fit in to walk that same walk. But I always remember the saying is you can't walk in someone else's shoes if you have not done what they have done. You can't receive someone else's blessings if you're not willing to go through what they have gone through, you know. And many people see the outward thing, but you don't see what they had to do inwardly. And this community teaches us to grow inwardly, and we edify one another. We teach one another. It's no person competing against the next person. Everyone has their opportunity to grow and to read the word, but also share their personal thoughts on what is going on in their life. And also we as women, we pray for one another. It's a sisterhood. You know, reach out to one another. If you feel led by God, you reach out to one another. You check in. It's just so amazing what this community is doing, Faith Mama Tribes. and they are centered on Christ and community. It is social media, but when I tell you, it just, for me, it really takes the place of any social media app that you may have, because it's edifying your soul, it's enriching you, and it's building that woman that God wants you to be. You know, vulnerable in all, you come, and God stretch you, and God push you, and God grows you, but he also loves on you. So I encourage you, if you have a phone, which most of us do, download that app if you're a woman, because it's helping to connect women with God daily. Another community is, behind the scenes, I actually work with the owner, Adrena Sawyer. She is the owner of, it is Minority Christian Women Entrepreneur Network, MCWEN. And it's a thriving community for Christian women of color who has an interest in entrepreneurship and business ownership. And when I tell you that they use the model Proverbs 31 as a model for women, and they seek to support women to become impactful and positively influential in their homes and community and work. So what I love about them, you know, I've been following, she spoke at one of my events in 2017. And I've just been following her ever since, and I kind of, you know, it took me a while to kind of, I pray about it, and I just allow God to put me in a direction, you know, and I join her organization as a member. And they provide information to help you grow. And this is business information. It's also spiritual information. And it helps you to see where you may be going wrong in your business, where you may be going wrong in your home or in your community. And you're able to apply those principles to your business so that you can actually get the results that God will have you to have. You may not necessarily get the results that you want to have, but you can get the results that God wants you to have. So if you're definitely interested in that community, it is, like I said, Minority Christian Women Entrepreneur Network. And both of these organizations, they are founded on God, God's word, faith-based, okay? This is something that's going to hold you up in the midst of, when nothing else holds you up, you want to make sure your faith is right. You want to make sure that you have word in you. You want to make sure that you have that God. You know God is with you. God is through you. God is holding you. He's within you. He's around you, and he's for you, you know? So I just urge you just to think about the community that is right for you. What are you doing for your community, you know? And what I would say for these community, what I'm doing is I'm engaging, I'm sharing the word. I'm also being a resource to them. You know, you offer prayer, you can offer your services. You just lend a helping hand. Your community is not all about what can you get from them. No, it's about you all helping one another. And the word of God in First Thessalonians 5, it says, it's the NIV version, it said, "Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor's pain on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in doubt, so that this day shouldn't surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light, children of the day. We do not belong to the night or the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober." Okay? Let us, what that means to me, let us to be in our right mind. Let us be in the light, meaning bearing the fruit of the Spirit. Let us not be in denial, knowing what it is we're supposed to do in our community. It said, "For those who sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. The key word, we may live together with him, okay? Whether we are asleep or whether we are awake. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as, in fact, you are doing. So the scripture is encouraging us to stay in the light, stay in the day. We know what happens at night. God is calling us to do the things, to do the work, the good work that happens during the day to help one another. He's not calling us to fall into darkness and to be like the drunken or to be like those who just sleep at night. He's calling us to be awake. Awake in the spirit is what he's calling us to be. He's not calling us to be ignorant of the fact of what we're called to do. He wanted to continue to encourage one another and build each other up. That is part of what your community is supposed to do, encourage each other and build each other up. Okay? It says now in verse 12, now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you. Okay? Number two, that's your number two pointer. Number two, you are to acknowledge those who work hard among you. That's number two, what your community is supposed to do. You're part of that community, so you're supposed to acknowledge those who work hard. Number three, those who care for you in the Lord and who admonish you. You're supposed to acknowledge that. Understand, you know, human, we thrive on, unfortunately, we do thrive on words of affirmation. I know that's one of my husband's love languages, words of affirmation. You know, so if you are doing a good job, you want to know you are doing a good job. You know, I know most times that people assume, yes, she knows or he knows that they're doing a good job, but your community is designed to also acknowledge that you are doing a good job, to let them know that. Also, hold them in high regards and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. So it's this right here is telling you everything that your community is supposed to do. Part of you being in the community, y'all supposed to encourage one another, build each other up, acknowledge what others are doing. Don't be disruptive. It's to encourage those. Help the ones that are weak and be patient with one another. Now, you may not agree on everything, but you have to be patient and you have to love and encourage one another. Build them up. But make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. It says strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. If you're part of a community where you can clearly sit back and say, well, it's not helping the weak, and we got a short fuse, we can't be patient with one another, and we are seeking revenge, and you are not doing something for the greater good for God's kingdom, then it's time for you to remove yourself from out of that community, you know? Your community, as I say, your community could be something, you know, it could be a group, a clique that you're in. You know, so many of us may be in a clique. The clique can be at work. The clique can be at home. The clique can be in church. It's just a lot of cliques that's going on. But you have to think about, are you in the right community? Are you doing what the Word of God tells you to do in your community? If they rejoice always, pray continuously. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And then over in verse 21, it said, but test them all. It says in 19, do not quench the spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but treat them all, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. And what God wants us to do is he wants us to make sure that we are using wisdom when we're being a part of a community, you know. And you have to make sure that it is the fit that God wants for you, not the fit that your flesh wants for you, but it's the right fit, you know, because I can join in a community just to be a part of the community or just to be seen, but that's not the purpose that is on your life. God wants you to be edified. He wants you to help others. He wants you to help the weak. He wants you to be patient. He wants you to acknowledge what others are doing. Hey, you did a good job. It's not going to hurt you to tell someone they have done a good job. I just urge you to just think about those things. So when I just talk about, do you know your community? Are you in the right community? If you were to evaluate your community, your friends, that's the community, your friends, your work friends, the ministry you on, if you were to evaluate those things, where would you say you at? Are you in the right community? Have your community pushed you to grow inwardly, and then it shows outwardly? You know, so I just encourage you all to just think about that and evaluate everything according to what 1 Thessalonians, I could be saying it wrong, but 1 Thessalonians 5, the NIV version, evaluate that and make sure that you are in the right position where God will have you to be so that you can grow spiritually. Because once you grow spiritually, you are gaining more weapons to fight the enemy off when something comes against you. You know, when you're able to do that, you're able to help the next person. So my community is Faith Mama Tribes. I love it. It's a Minority Christian Women's Entrepreneur Network. Those are my communities because it's not just what works, but it is the place that God will have me to grow. It is the place that God will have me to go so that I can help others. Now, immediately when you're a part of a community, you may not see what it is you want to see in the flesh, but you will see what God will have you to see in the spirit realm once you let your guard down and say, okay, this is a safe community. This is where I need to be. I'm going to leave you with this. There's so many things that's going on in this world. So many things or people that may require your attention. You got devices. You got social media. You got the computer. You got the iPad. You got work. You got home. You got your girlfriends. You got this. You got a lot of stuff going on. But at the end of each day, I want you to think about this. Is what I have going on going to really matter when I go to be with the Lord? Part of your community is to help those around you. When someone is going through abuse, domestic violence, or bullying behavior, the community is there, it's put in place to help them. It's not put in place to do more harm. It's not put in place It's not put in place to bring forth intimidation or shame. No, but it is put in place to bring revelation, to bring healing, to bring restoration, to bring deliverance, to bring encouragement, to bring resources, to bring wisdom, to bring unity. So when you are approaching something or you're hearing something that someone may be going through, approach that with the mindset of, am I doing what 1 Thessalonians is telling me to do? Am I trying to get them to repay someone back because they did something wrong? Am I being patient with this person that has experience in bullying behavior or domestic violence? Am I condemning them? Am I trying to bring out the best in them? Am I showing them that I truly love them by being a listening ear sometimes? Those are your answers to your questions. These are something that we need to think about. We need to have a heart-to-heart with ourselves to say, okay, I was wrong. I don't need to be a part of this. I'm not in the right community. It's time for me to go where God will have me to go. Until next time, this is yours truly, Mary, on Live, Laugh, and Learn Radio Show. Be blessed.